section on, that's what they all say.
So once we've gone through that scoring process, which might seem a wee bit laborious at first glance, but once you get into the habit of it, it just takes seconds to do, really, then we have to have a look at how we approach our potential referrer in the right way. And generally speaking, most professionals who aren't too familiar with the process, they tend to just blurt it out and say, have you got any other business for me? Is there anybody else you know who I should talk to? And that really puts the client that they're asking on the back foot. So the client will respond in an uncomfortable way and they say, oh, I'd be pleased to refer you. I can't think of anybody right now, but if I do, I will. And they're trying to appease the professional on that basis. So the professional thinks, well, that's good. They're thinking about who they can refer to me. But of course, we know that that referral will never happen. And as a result, you get kind of stuck there that you don't really want to go back and ask them again because they haven't talked to you since. And you think, oh, should I push that or should I chase that or not? And it becomes a wee bit awkward. So if it is that the professional must go ahead and ask on that basis and say, is there anybody else you know, who can I talk to, who might work with us? If you must go ahead, then once they come back to you with that response of, I'd be happy to refer you, I just can't think of anyone right now, then a good way of handling that is to say, well, yeah, that's typically what everyone says when I ask them. Perhaps if I give you a more complete idea of the sorts of businesses that we work with the best and bring the most value to, then that hopefully will give you an idea in your mind of maybe one or two names of businesses that you work with that might be appropriate for us to investigate in more detail. And so we have to paint a picture for them. Without painting the picture, we're always going to get a polite refusal to refer anyone to us because we've put them on the spot, we've made them uncomfortable, they feel awkward, and when they don't really know who we're looking for, that's our responsibility. So let's remember that everyone will likely say that they're happy to refer us, everyone will likely say that they can't think of anyone right now, and everyone will likely say, but if I do, I will, and then they don't. And therefore, let's be very specific and know exactly who it is we'd like to work with so that we can make it as easy as possible for that client whom we're requesting a referral from.
Section on, that's what they all say. Business development a budget this week by trying to avoid putting clients on the spot regarding referrals, but if that does happen, by making them as comfortable in having the conversation with you by you doing most of the work for them to identify the kind of businesses you'd like them to introduce for you.